Welcome to So Here's the Thing, the podcast for small business owners, entrepreneurs, and creative educators who are ready to take their business to the next level. Through candid conversations, tactical approaches, and a few unpopular opinions, we're lifting the veil on what it takes to build both a life and a business that you love. I'm your host, Layli Amati, a coach for creatives and founder of the Creative Educator Academy, where I help entrepreneurs step into the role of industry leaders and educators. I'm so glad that you're here. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hey friend, welcome to this week's Snack Size episode. This week I'm taking a question that I got asked in my DMs and I'm answering it here. So if you guys have questions that you want answered on the podcast, make sure that you hit me up in my DMs either at Layli_Amati or at So Here's the Thing Podcast over on Instagram. Or of course, you can always send me an email. So I'm going to read you guys this question that I got and then I'm going to answer with what I basically told her. So Jess asked me, what's your advice for feeling constantly behind or like every achievement isn't big enough? And as soon as it's done, the quote, what's next question pops into my head. I don't love this question in the fact that I don't love that we feel this way, but I do love that I was asked this because I think that so many people I talk to feel this on a deep level. Like that feeling of constantly feeling behind or wondering what's next for me once I like hit whatever level I've hit is one of the most common things that my coaching clients experience, that I've experienced myself. And I do have some advice that I want to share and that I shared with the lovely Jess who reached out. So the first thing I shared was be really cautious about what you're taking in terms of other people's content, who you're following, and what you're actually consuming. So when it comes to social media, we hear a lot, like be discerning about who it is that you're following, what content you're taking in. But I would honestly push this to an even deeper level of whose content are you consuming on a paid level, on a free level? When you see those freebie opt-ins and like, guys, don't come for me on this because I am all about marketing in smart ways. And I think we should all have really great free content, especially educators out there. Like, I think we all need to have good freebies and opt-ins, but I think that for consuming, if you are downloading like 10 freebies a week, and then you're buying a bunch of courses and they all seem slightly out of reach and they all just kind of make you doubt yourself, you need to hit pause. We need to get you back to creating and less on consuming. And so I would say that's step one, is just be really, really discerning and conscientious of who you're learning from, what you're taking in versus how much you're putting out and how much time you're giving yourself to be creative, and an understanding that like, there is no such thing as feeling behind. Those are feelings, not facts. And when we feel behind, it's probably because you're watching somebody else do something that you may want to do at one point in your life. And you're thinking, well, they've already done it and now it's too late for me, or they've already done it and I don't have time to do it. And that's just not, that's not reality. There's no such thing as being behind. You are more than capable of doing the thing that you want to do, even if it takes you a little bit longer than you would have liked, or even if you see somebody else doing that thing right now. You don't know how long it took them to get around to actually doing the thing that you're feeling behind on. I say this, of course, it's so much easier said than done, but I hope that that encourages you in hearing that you're not alone in that journey. And that it's a very, very common thing to experience and to feel. So again, step one is know who you're following, why you're following them, and what you're taking in from them. And honestly, I would say this is kind of a tangent, but I would say this has been something that has changed my life, not just my business, because I am actually really conscientious of who I take content in from, even like things as silly as like clothing. I mean, I don't think it's silly, but you might, you know, like I used to follow a lot of influencers who had maybe like my quote unquote ideal body type or my quote unquote ideal lifestyle. And I realized like, okay, I'm not going to have that lifestyle until I am a multimillionaire. And so what is this doing other than just making me feel bad about myself? Maybe it started as aspirational and inspirational, but then it quickly turned into comparison and feeling like that's not something that I can achieve right now. So it's just going to make me feel bad about myself. So I started to switch who I followed, and I followed people whose lifestyles were comparable to mine, but maybe like were inspiring in different ways. Maybe they approach things differently. And that was really, really cool for me to start taking in content that inspired versus taking in solely aspirational content that was like so far out of reach that I probably couldn't get there myself. And the same thing with clothing, with, you know, with business, with all the things that you're taking in. I want you to like almost do an audit of who you're following and see like, did this start in a really happy place where I enjoyed the content, but now has ended in a really unhealthy place? And if so, it's time to unfollow and to recalibrate who you're actually wanting to take content in from. The second piece of advice I would give anybody who feels like as soon as they achieve something, the what's next question pops into your head, I would tell yourself to either get an accountability buddy, get a friend or family member, write it on a post-it and stick it on your laptop or your computer that says, stop and appreciate your achievements. Stop and celebrate yourself. Stop and take stock of the fact that you're probably achieving things that years ago you were only dreaming of, you were only hoping for. And by taking the time to actually stop and enjoy what you've achieved, you're then reminding yourself that like, hey, there's no race. I say this all the time. I'm sorry to be a broken record, but there's no race to run. Like the race is in your head. You are creating the timeline for yourself. So if you can't stop and take stock of what you've created thus far, like you are doing nothing but creating an unhealthy race against no one, against yourself. And that's a race you'll never win because you will constantly be running it until the end of time. So I would really just encourage you when you're thinking to yourself, what's next? I would reframe that question into what have I already achieved? What has already been done? Am I happy with that? Or am I ready to kind of explore what could be a possibility in the future? Not next as in tomorrow, but what in the future could I see myself enjoying doing or enjoying, you know, ticking off on my achievement list? I would really encourage you to look at it more as like what's possible than what's left to achieve. I hope that this little snack size encouragement helps you today. I hope that if you were feeling the same way as Jess, that you feel constantly behind or constantly like what's next, that you will take the time to understand and appreciate what you've done so far. And again, take the time to audit who it is that you're taking content in from to feel like you're behind. Because my friend, we are putting these timelines together ourselves. And if we want our business to last as long as we can possibly make them last, if this is something that we want to be doing for the foreseeable future, we need to be kinder to ourselves and we need to build in a lot more time in our timeline, in our projection of what we should be doing to understand that like we need to sit in what we've done and enjoy the fruits of our labor and enjoy what it is that we've already achieved and understand that that's not dismissing ambition. Like we're allowed to be ambitious and we're allowed to explore what's possible, but we need to also appreciate what we've done so far. I'm cheering you on this week and I will see you guys next week with another interview episode. I hope you have a great one and I hope to hear from you soon. For show notes and resources mentioned on today's episode, head to SoHeresTheThingPodcast.com. This show is brought to you by the Creative Educator Academy, where we teach creative entrepreneurs how to teach, because I believe that industries thrive when experts can share their knowledge well. If you're enjoying the podcast, I'd love to read your review in iTunes or see your rating on Spotify. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.